May 15. Step by step. The Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Matthew 25:21. Oh, how many are waiting for opportunity to do some great work of self-sacrifice and are overlooking the little daily test which God gives to prove them. It is the little things of life that develop the spirit in men and women and determine the character. These trifles cannot be neglected, and yet the man be prepared to endure the severe tests when they are brought to bear upon him. Your character building is by no means finished. Every day, a good or bad brick is placed in the structure. You are either building crookedly or with exactness and correctness that will make a beautiful temple for God. Therefore, look not for great opportunities and neglect the present little opportunities of doing little acts of kindness. In words, in tones, in gestures, in looks, you can represent the Spirit of Jesus. He who neglects these little things and yet flatters himself that he is ready to do wonderful things for the Master will be in danger of failing altogether. Life is not made up of great sacrifices and wonderful achievements, but of little things. Kindness and love and courtesy are the marks of the Christian. You need to cherish the precious qualities that existed in the character of Jesus. In our association with each other, let it ever be remembered that there are chapters in the experience of others that are sealed from mortal eyes. There are sad histories that are written in the books of heaven, which are sacredly guarded from prying eyes. There stand registered long, hard battles with trying circumstances arising in the very homes that day by day sap the courage, the faith, the confidence, until the very manhood seems to fall to ruins. But Jesus knows it all, and he never forgets. To such, words of kindness and of affection are welcome as the smile of angels. A strong, helpful grasp of the hand of a true friend is more than gold and silver. It helps him to regain the manhood of the man. Letter 16, May 15, 1886, to two physicians at the St. Helena Sanitarium.